Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 to the Hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's 38 Special bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Matthew Owenby. He's HR VP at Aflac, aflac.com. Matthew, tell us about Aflac and tell us how we can get to find this this research that you're showing us today.
Sure, Jim. You can just go to www.aflac.com. You'll be able to access the research from the top of the page there. We encourage you to do that. I mean, the survey is filled with a lot of good information, but it's in bite-sized chunks. It's organized very well. You know, this is we've been doing this more than 10 years now, and so we've got it down to a manageable science where small businesses can spend a few minutes a day looking at this and learning something new about how they can offer benefits in a different way to help increase the satisfaction of their employees.
Well, and you know, and engagement, you know, in the previous hour I talked about some research with an engagement expert, leadership expert, and one of the things we talked about in that discussion, Matthew, was who's responsible for an employee's engagement? What we determined was that the employer is not the sole person responsible, the sole entity responsible for your engagement. The employee has to come to the middle. But one of the things I think the employer can come to the middle with to help promote engagement is education about these benefits you're talking about. I mean,
totally
this, to me, this is something that if you bring something like this to the table, you pay them on time, you give them a comfortable, safe work environment, you're honest with them and fair with them, and you bring them these kind of benefits, you've gone a long way to doing your part to promote engagement. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, the survey clearly indicates that. I mean, the companies who offer and employees who participate in wellness programs are 70% of 70% satisfied with their job versus 59% who aren't. I mean, it has a massive impact on people and their level of engagement and satisfaction. You know, years ago, the HR professionals were concerned with satisfaction, and now it's shifted over to engagement because engagement is something that really is a measurement of how connected and committed
engagement
the employee
is
to your
satisfaction.
Business. Yeah, I mean, you've got to have the engagement is what matters, and what we know is that one element of engagement and connection to the business is how well people understand their benefits programs, and our employers can do a much better job through higher amounts of literacy,
mm-hmm.
And maybe even literacy campaigns around it. Mm-hmm. You know, we typically, and sometimes large employers can be guilty of this as well, is they fall into this sort of annual enrollment trap, which is, okay, annual enrollment's coming up in the fall, we've got to get some literature out in August. But what we have taken at Aflac is a much longer, more dedicated approach to it. And we think that it's paying dividends, where we make the healthcare decision and the benefits decision real to people every single month, right? Mm-hmm. We're sending out something specifically so they never get out of the habit from an employment perspective of looking and considering their benefits. Because, look, when you do something once a year, you're going to get out of practice with it. And there's a lot mm-hmm. that changes year over year in these plans
exactly.
sometimes. And,
well,
and people just don't understand
the family changes.
Right.
The family
right.
circumstances
family changes
change.
And life, life changes.
What was compelling to them last year might not be as compelling this year.
Exactly.
And that's
right.
and again, that's the beauty of the face-to-face part, isn't it?
It is. And we know that on average, employees are leaving about $750 a year on the table. And, you know, in the segment
wow.
prior to me joining, you talked about, you know, the constraints and the issues that we're having on Main Street.
Right.
And $750 is not something I would walk around.
That's exactly right.
It's something that I would want to make sure that I have line of sight to.
Mm-hmm. No question about it. And so, folks, here the bottom line here is the research shows that your people need to be help getting educated. You probably need help getting educated. Companies who provide this kind of capability, the benefits kind of capability, like Aflac, for example, that's what they do. Whether they sell you anything or not, you guys are educators first, and you sell afterwards. The good companies I know that work in these industries, the good ones, educate first, sell second. What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, that's really what we're here for. We want to provide, a portfolio of services to the folks that want to buy our products. And a huge portion of what we do is help small businesses understand the value of offering. You got to remember that Aflac doesn't cost the employer a dime.
Yeah.
All we try and do is get access to
folks.
That's
part of the education that needs to be done more. Hey, Matthew, thanks for being here. Aflac.com, right?
Thanks for having us. Yes, sir.
And they can find the research there at the website, right?
Yes, sir.
Matthew Owenby, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.